John LaFleur joins us. John, likely you enjoyed some racing Sunday, John?
Yes, I did. I think 6.3 million people did, from what I hear. So, yeah, it was very interesting. But I think it was they really did a great job. You know, the teams, the sanctioning body, you know, the TV crew, and it was kind of neat to see Harvick win. So it was a really good thing. And like I said, I've said before, these races, I called Bobby Allison at the start, and so we talked for about the first 10 laps because he was watching from Lake Norman, and yeah, it was a great race.
With no crowd, it's I guess a little different with racing, where the crowd is it's certainly part of the event, but it, like some other sports, it's not maybe emotionally involved.
Yeah, I think you're right 100%. You know, kids, and well, from the time they start playing football and baseball and basketball, you know, you always want to play in front of a crowd, and whether that's high school or college or pros, and because the crowd gets into it and they hear you and then they're screaming at you and everything else. And, you know, and once the race starts, that driver doesn't hear a thing except, you know, his crew chief talking on the radio or his spotter. So, yeah, it's not as important to have a crowd. It can't fire up the driver anymore. The crowd doesn't do that like they do in the other sports.
What did you think about the racing?
You know, I was surprised how good it was. I mean, these guys haven't raced a race car in 2 months. The crews haven't worked on a race car during a race in 2 months. And, you know, without any practice, not one lap of practice or one lap of qualifying, they go out and haul the car into turn one at Darlington, which is a tough turn to begin with. And all but one guy made it. Stenhouse happened to crash on the first lap. But other than that, it just sorted out and was like a normal, like they've been racing for all season.
Kind of an interesting end to Jeff Gordon. Jimmy Johnson's day.
Yeah, that was, you know, tough deal. You know, he hasn't had any luck for about 2 years, I think, and hopefully that'll turn around, because I did notice after the race he did say this was going to be his last year. He's been going back and forth,
right,
about possibly running next year, but I think he's made his mind up, this is it. So, but it's still a long season yet, and he's about as good as you can get once he gets going.
A little different this coming Sunday with 600 miles, John?
Yes, that's going to be. Yeah, remember, there's a race in between. There's one Wednesday here, right, back at Darlington. And 600 miles, and you know these guys are great athletes, but that's going to be a long day for them. And same thing with the crews. I mean, you just look at, you know, these over-the-wall guys. I mean, they work out every day, but still, it's not like the real thing. It's like the difference between practice and a football game and the real game. So it'll be a very interesting day and kind of a sad day, because normally Monaco's on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then Indy starts at noon or 1, and then the 600 starts at 5 or 6. So two of those races are gone on Memorial Day, which, and here I am sitting in my office at Jackson Speedway when I should be down at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Well, you're probably sanitizing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I think I'm going to learn how to do that really well. I got all these rules on trying to open up a racetrack again, and that seems to be the number one thing. So I'm going to go buy a 55-gallon drum of it.
What do you have any plan yet, John?
Nothing definite. There was a racetrack, Galesburg, over by Kalamazoo, ran some practice Saturday and Sunday, got permission to do that from the health department in the state, and just like everything else, a lot of rules, you know, where you can park and no spectators and only two other people besides the driver. And, you know, you have to wear a mask all the time except the driver when he's in the car, and no racing at all. So it was, you know, I think we are going through every restaurant. You know, now you got to build shields and things between people at restaurants, and we got to do the same thing here. And we're just kind of waiting till close to the May 28th when our governor's going to make, at some point between now and then, the next phase. And until we get that, we just really don't know.
Yeah. You know, were you surprised to see just one Michigan date on the schedule?
No, I kind of felt that, I think the last time we talked, there had just been a kind of a private announcement that MIS was going to get postponed, not canceled. So there's a big difference. And I think there will be the June race at Michigan sometime this summer, fall. And because it did not say canceled. And so hopefully, you know, we'll still have 2 days. And, you know, it's owned by the France family. So they're going to, of course, do everything they can to get 2 races at Michigan. And, you know, so I think that'll happen. And ironically, I don't think I've ever told you this before, but, you know, Kevin Harvick won Darlington. He met his wife at the Michigan International Speedway.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
Wow.
And his son won his first race here at Keelan 2 years ago at Jackson Speedway because he beat his dad in a go-kart race.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I think we'll have 2 races, though, at Michigan, hopefully.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and I see one day down there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you're a little smarter than me. I haven't done that yet. But
you better pull that up, buddy.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Okay.
You know, and it could be because I know they're talking about at some other ones, you know, 2 NASCAR races on the August weekend, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, you know, and who knows? I mean, you know, they're racing on Wednesdays now, too. So and I was just listening to your interview about all these other sports, you know. I mean, college football doesn't know what's going on yet. You know, high school sports don't know what's going on yet. And racing's in the same boat. It's like, you know, every day is a new day. And you just have to adjust to what the government and their mayor, well, not only our mayor and our, and our governor have to say.
Well, right now, August 9th, the only date for Michigan.
Really? Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I won't make plans.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Take care. John LaFleur from the Jackson Speedway.